Healthy. What else? He's real. He's an old man. He doesn't look like his age. He's real active. He's real.
Full of energy. Peppy.
Peppy? Did he use those terms for just old people, young people? What?
No, anybody full of energy and active and something like that, I would.
What about children?
Same thing.
Okay, what if you hadn't come in, you stayed out later than usual, your mother might feel a little
anger toward me.
But she might feel what?
Disappointed in me.
She wouldn't feel easy, she'd feel
worried, concerned.
She wouldn't feel easy, she'd feel what? Easy.
Uneasy.
If somebody wasn't concerned, they'd be
unconcerned.
Okay. A child might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark, I'm
afraid of the dark.
What else?
Scared of the dark.
Okay, what else?
That's about all.
Okay, she isn't afraid now, but she
used to be.
Uh-huh. They said that. They might say, I don't understand why she's afraid. She opposite of used to be.
She didn't used to be.
Okay. If somebody leaves a lot of money on the table, leaves the door unlocked in these dorms, you say he's mighty, what?
Careless.
Uh-huh. If you said there's really nothing... If you said there's really nothing wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Odd.
What's another word you might use there?
Queer.
Okay. What do you mean by when you say queer?
Not ordinary. She does odd things that most other people don't do. Things that can't really be explained.
Okay.
Unusual.
How has that word changed in recent years, do you think? Do you think it still has the same meaning?
Well, it can, but most people, I'm sure, refer to it as a homosexual
term. Okay. If somebody's really sure of their own ways and they don't want to ever change, you'd say to them maybe, don't be so
set in your ways.
Or what?
Stubborn, bullheaded,
How would you describe somebody who can't joke with them? They'd lose their temper. Really, what?
No.
You're just joking with them.
Oh.
They get really... They get mad very easily.
Somebody that can't take a joke.
You might say he's awfully
touchy.
Uh-huh. That's a good one. What else?
Irritable.
Uh-huh. Okay, you might say, I was only kidding with him. I didn't know he would get
mad.
Mm-hmm. What else? What are some other terms that you might use instead of mad?
Angry.